All right, my beautiful friends, sit back and relax because it's already starting. This is the first trading day of the year. It is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. This is my first pre-market report of the year, and it's already starting. Let's talk about that. You know me, all right? I'm not sitting here fixated on the stock market, but I am fixated on the debt market. There's something going on here right now, and it's rattling the markets this morning, at least right now. Pre-market trading didn't start for about an hour and 15 minutes. What am I talking about? There is a reasonably large sell-off going on right now in the debt market. How can we tell that? When debt sells off, bond yields rise. Now, the 10-year yield, we've been sitting in around 3.85 for quite a while, 3.87. All of a sudden this morning, bam, 3.96. So that's pretty profound, honestly. And what that is doing is putting pressure on stock prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ futures are all down pretty substantially. So look, there's a number of things in play. Let's just back up a moment. This market is frankly, well, how do I say this another way? Stupid. It's gotten out of control over the last many weeks here. Fear of missing out. Of course, the bigwigs at the corporations here must get their year-end bonuses. So the Fed's propping up the market here. You know how this works. Anyway, now that we're through all that and the big fat cats got their multi-million dollar bonuses, maybe it's time to pull some profits. So some of that is going on, but it's more than that. And how do we know it's more than just profit-taking this morning? Because the 10-year yield and the dollar, you got a knee-jerk higher into the dollar this morning. Some of this, in my view, and maybe you have a different perspective, is, look, what do we know is going on? Iran is a target right now. The United States and Israel want to pull Iran into this. There is an Iranian warship apparently now sailing into the Red Sea, and this is raising some tensions over there. Don't be surprised when something much bigger starts to break out, because this is what's going to happen. There's just no doubt about it. The mechanism of war in 24, all right, that rhymes, maybe there's something to that. This is going to play out to a huge degree in 24. Again, we are in a full-blown liquidity crisis. You all know that. The number one way they can pull more cash into the system is to expand war, kill more people, ruin more lives, and obviously spread propaganda throughout the mainstream airwaves. And it's going to be the theme moving forward here. They're going to tell you where to look, how long to look there, who you need to hate, and why you need to hate these people, and why we need to eradicate them from the face of the earth. You understand? It's all a divide and conquer mechanism. We've covered this a million times. It's a game that's been going on for thousands of years. This is how people are controlled. And with regard to control, you haven't seen a damn thing yet. And a lot of this is going to be propagated by war and expanding war. Government spending off the Richter scale this year, forget about it. 24 is going to be a year to remember on a grand scale. But going back to this market this morning. So stock futures are lower pretty substantially on the back of the debt market sell-off and the knee-jerk higher into the dollar. Bitcoin over 45,000. Okay, lovely and fantastic. Gold and silver catching a bid. Crude oil up pretty good this morning as well again. It's, you know, look, crude oil is the lifeblood of the system. I was very surprised to see it not hit my low-end target at the end of the year. You all know that. Most of you know that I had an $85 low-end target on crude. I missed that. I got it wrong. Okay. But they're not done. They must prop that up, and they're going to. Period. I mean, you know, it's just a matter of time before this stuff takes off, at least in my opinion. But, you know, look, again, looking at commodities in aggregate, including gold and silver, I hate calling them commodities because they're real money. They've been real money for thousands of years, and you and I are pretty clear on that. But the real, explosion, I guess you could call it, with regard to commodity prices across the board is not going to occur until the debt market melts down. Now, we're seeing a sell-off here in the debt market. We're not even near a meltdown. And I'm going to say this, too, for my lions out here. As you know, I'm looking to buy more of this market because they think they're going to prop it up beyond anyone's wildest dreams. We do need some kind of a correction, some kind of a pullback, something we don't get anymore, all right? But I'm going to say this, as long as the 10-year yield remains below 4%, look to buy every single dip that comes along. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be buying and buying and buying this market. As most of you know, I started buying JEPQ. Last year. That's the ticker symbol, JEPQ. I own a lot of JEPI. I'm buying JEPQ right now. I also think we also need to expand our exposure to commodities. I've been talking about this for a very long time right now. Commodity prices right now are so suppressed in my view. And again, I would love to hear from you on this. Again, why? The game is risk on. When the game remains risk on, cash comes out of things it should be going into. It causes distortions across the spectrum of asset classes. A risk on environment hyperinflates the stock market bubble way more than we're in right now. And real estate too. Wait till you see what happens to real estate. A lot of you are sitting back and waiting for real estate prices to fall. They're not going to, because the central banks are determined to continue to prop this up, and they're going to cut rates this year. Real estate prices are going to continue to balloon, in my opinion, unless something acts against it. And I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, Greg, what about commercial real estate? Yes, I've talked about commercial real estate, but they're not done propping up the system. Again, why? This is a selection year, a presidential selection year. They must maintain the illusion of the markets. People, I don't know another way to put it. Let's use this to our advantage. There are so many ways to take advantage of this. Number one, I mean, this is really number one, and I've covered this again to the point of like it's ridiculous now, is if we realize the game, and the game is to continually inflate. The global debt is going to balloon higher than you can possibly imagine. Take the opposite side of that trade, all right? Betting against the debt, become your own central bank. Hold hard assets. Silver, my favorite asset of all time. Every day that the global debt gets higher or expands, I love gold and silver even more. You understand? Look, you're entitled to your own perspective on this. I'm not a one-trick pony. I attack this from multiple fronts, as you all know. So, and I think that's a fantastic strategy. You know, holding hard assets. I think people need cryptocurrencies in their portfolio as well. Exposure to commodities, obviously. And more exposure to the long end of this market. Look, like I think this is the ultimate plan. All right, and we've been on this for a very, very long time, you and me. I don't care what they do, I'll tell you a million times. We know what they want. We know how they're going to try to get it. So that gives us enormous power to strategize against what they're trying to do to all of us, period, the freaking end. Because it's just not going to stop. And I think it's pretty obvious. Anyway, I was just writing down a few things here this morning. I wrote crude higher, crypto higher, gold and silver higher. I told you, Bitcoin over 45,000. It needs to drop. I think we're going to see a lot of volatility in crypto this year, especially with, you know, the Pocahontas freak over there. You know, our so-called policymakers not wanting us to be in anything but the dollar. You must be in the dollar. You can't be in anything but the dollar, because that might take a little bit of power away from the Federal Reserve, and we can't allow that to happen. Now, can we? No. No, you can't. It's unbelievable that we're in this kind of an environment, but that's really the truth. So what can you take away from this particular video? Keep your eyes on the debt market. You know that better than anybody else. We have an issue right now. Is this going to stop? Are we right now going to see this 10-year yield sell off? We're going to go above 4% very shortly. Is it possible? Sure it is, but I don't think so. I think the most likely situation is the Federal Reserve is going to buy more debt, period, or expand war faster. That'll drive cash into the perceived safety of debt, that'll suppress yields too, opens the doorway for cash to make its way directly into risk assets or the stock market. You understand? It's so easy to realize where cash is most likely to go. If we know, you know, again, what's happening, it's not very difficult, at least in my view. Anyway, before I let you go, I want to thank all of you who support me. Work on the first of every month. I always ask you, hey, you know what? You think Greg's doing a good job? Send me $5. Some of you do that. It's a fraction of a fraction. It's maybe a couple hundred of you, honestly. But I really want to go out of my way to thank those of you that do support my work in that manner. If you feel like supporting my work, please do it. Link in the description below. You can do that through several different little things over there. And I want to thank you again all from my heart. I love all of you from the heart, no matter what. Anyway, I'll see all of you later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll put this all together later, all right? Have some questions for me, the live stream. I love the live stream, and I hope to see you there. All right, bye.